This is Dakota Datebook for May 3rd. John M. Joyce was born in Minot on November 15, 1944, a little over 2 months after World War II ended. While Joyce missed that conflict, he came of age during another, the Vietnam War. There were many people who did not want to fight, but Joyce was not among them. He could have received a deferment after graduating, but instead chose to join the Marines and proved his strength and leadership by becoming a platoon commander. Unfortunately, Joyce was killed on April 17, 1963, while leading his platoon through a jungle. A little over 2 weeks later, on this date, he was laid to rest in his hometown of Minot. Joyce is one of the 198 North Dakotans who lost their life in the Vietnam War. Each of these soldiers have unique stories, but what is interesting about Joyce is that you can read firsthand accounts about him in Ronald Jensen's book, Tail End Charlie, Memoir of a United States Marine in the Vietnam War. Jensen was one of the soldiers in Joyce's platoon and speaks highly of him, describing him as never seeming to be above his men, always working with them. The morning before Joyce died, he helped Jensen by taking half of the heavy C4 load he was carrying. The same day, he suffered several bullet wounds during a firefight. Clearly, Joyce had gained the respect of his men, for Jensen and three others carried him to camp as fast as they could, though Joyce eventually died. Left behind are Jensen's first-hand stories that paint a picture of a man who was fiercely duty-bound and who had a deep love for the men who served with him. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lucid Thomas. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.